Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and a retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, A Balanced Life.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles returned to Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and what they had taught. He said to them, "Come by yourselves to an out-of-the-way place and rest a little." People were coming and going in great numbers, making it impossible for them to do so as much as eat. So Jesus and the apostles went off in a boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many got to know about it. People from all the towns hastened on foot to the place, arriving ahead of them. Upon disembarking, Jesus saw a vast crowd. He pitied them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them at great lengths. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the many things I love about St. Dominic is his wisdom about balance in life. He establishes order with four even pillars: study to learn about God, prayer to dialogue with God, preaching to share God, and community to celebrate God with others. One of the aspects that drew me to Dominican life was the joy I saw in all the Dominicans I met. The joy that comes from a balanced life, the ability to celebrate God's gifts with joy, to know that our mission must be work, but also to know when it is time to rest and refresh ourselves. As a student of Scripture, Dominic could have read in today's Gospel, "Yes, that is what I want for my preachers, what Jesus wanted for his apostles, to go forth and preach, but then to take time to rest." Sometimes in our need to get God's work done, our lives just become restless activity, moving from one task to another. We go through the motions, but we lose the reason. We can even lose the love that should fuel God's work. God's children deserve better. If we are called to love as God loves and to be Christ to the world, we should offer our best, and that means taking care of ourselves. To have that balance in life, to work, but also to rest and relax. In the beginning, God created the world, but on the seventh day he rested. The Sabbath was set aside for God's people to rest and enjoy God's creation. In a reading from Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's book, In the Beginning, he reflects on the importance of honoring the Sabbath and the great gift that that Sabbath is, the gift that God bestowed on us. He writes, "To celebrate the Sabbath means to celebrate the covenant, to return to the source and sweep away all the defilement our work has brought with it. People have rejected God's rest, its leisure, its worship, its peace, and its freedom. And so they fell into the slavery of activity. Therefore, God had to give them the Sabbath that they had denied themselves. In their no to the God-given rhythm of freedom, of leisure, they departed from their likeness to God, and so did damage to the earth. They had to be snatched from their obstinate attachment to their own work. He had to free them from the domination of activity." Wow, what powerful words. The slavery of activity, the obstinate attachment to their own work. Are we guilty of that? Do we get so hyper-focused on the tasks in front of us that we forget to step back, to breathe, to take in the rhythm of God's universe? Have our prayers become just another task that we mark off on our list? Where is the joy in that? How can we preach the love of Jesus Christ if we are just going through the motions of work, if we are just slaves to activity? In Mark's Gospel today, Jesus knew his apostles needed rest, and he tried to give them a breather. Did they get one? Well, in a way. When they arrived at their getaway, the crowd had beat them to it. And so Jesus, always full of compassion, took pity on the crowd. And Jesus taught them. So in a way, the apostles did get a rest. Jesus took up the task for them. Maybe that's what we need to do when our to-do list is way too long, when our tasks overwhelm us. We must take a step back, take time to rest, to relax, to take in the beauty of God's universe, to not be a slave to constant activity, to slow down and balance our lives, to remember that Jesus will take up the slack. To rest is not a cop-out. Instead, it honors the rhythm of God's universe. Balancing our work and our rest shows gratitude to God, who gave us the gifts of beauty to lighten our lives and bring us joy. And in the end, we will be able to bring more to God's work, refreshed and filled with the Holy Spirit.